we might have been protected and shielded in mercy because we have not really, perhaps some of us have not really understood the consequences and the depth of where sin can take us. But it doesn't take much to just look and to see that sin in its final stages brings not only corruption presently, corruption in our world, corruption in our neighborhoods, corruptions in our school, corruption in our government, corruption everywhere. But it also brings with it the wrath of God. And when we understand that the wrath of God abides on us, then we really understand, I need a Savior. I need a one who can deliver me from this wrath. And that's who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He is the Savior able to deliver us from the wrath to come. Romans 5 reminds us that He delivers us from the wrath to come. And so we have a greater way to appreciate the Lord Jesus. Do you understand and do you remember that you are under the weight of His judgment? And because you're under the weight of His judgment, you needed a Savior, and I needed a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ our Lord. And I can then now appreciate Him ever so much because He has delivered me from the wrath to come. Romans 5 verse 9 says, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We have been delivered from that sentence of death that now rests on us, that rested on us. But living in this world, we also need, and in the next verse it tells us, for if then we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. We have the wonderful privilege to experience the saving work of Christ every day, that we might be delivered, so we be delivered from the penalty of sin, the wrath to come, but then we're also delivered from the power of sin, that He can break that bond, He can break and give us a desire, a new appetite, a new interest to live righteously, to live holy, to live in a way that's pleasing to Himself. The last one is John chapter 3, verse 17. I'm come not that to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And we're going to close on this point. God's plan for salvation is not only an individual plan, and we can rejoice in that individual plan, but there is a greater plan. He came, and John would say, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And in this wonderful gospel text, John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, he says, He came not to condemn the world. This world stands in judgment, stands under the wrath of God, condemned, but in mercy God comes, and He proclaims to all the world that there is deliverance and salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. But I believe there's another aspect to this, and the brethren could correct me if I'm wrong. But there is this wonderful prospect that when the Lord Jesus Christ returns again, He is going to bring to this sad earth that now is groaning and travailing under the weight of sin and the vanity that sin brings in, He's going to set all things right. And for a brief moment, everything will be in a pristine condition when He rules and reigns in righteousness. It's a salvation to look forward to. It's a deliverance to look forward to. When all the oppressive character of what sin has brought in and has affected the world will be reversed for at least a time, just to show man, to reveal in our hearts what it means to have this Blessed One be at the reins, be at the helm of all things. He didn't come to condemn the world yet, but that the world, through Him, might be saved. May the Lord just help us to appreciate what a great Savior we have. May we remember what our need was, so that in remembering what our need was, we grow in a deeper response and a love for this Blessed One, whoever lives to make intercession for us, all those who have come to faith in Him for His name's sake.